Welcome to Living Well. God bless you. Come on in. Yes, good morning, my friends, Mon Amis. So, aren't Sundays great? You get in here, you get rejuvenated, re-energized, you kick the old dust bunnies out of the heart a little bit, the cobwebs out of the mind, you get your feet set back on the path towards Christ. They're fantastic, Sundays are. But before we get to worship, get your minds and hearts ready. But before, we always have, like the lawyer at the end of the commercial has I just have a couple of announcements. So we do have the District Celebrate Life on January 17th. If anybody's interested in going to that, just let us know. That is a great function for Living Well and also for the Church of the Nazarene as a whole. This Wednesday, we're going to start back up with Celebrate Life. That's fantastic.
Connect.
Yeah. I apologize, my friends. That is fantastic. We have the young kids and everyone all the way up to the adults. Me, I'm an 18-year-old with a lot of life experience, so I enjoy that also. There's just a lot going on there. Any hurts, hang-ups, problems, any mentoring. It's just a great time for the church to reach out to you as a person, as an individual, and just love you and help you with whatever you have going on. So without further ado, unless you have another announcement, I'll get out of the way.
No. Ready to worship? Let's get on our feet this morning. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of the loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, Mount of God's unchanging. Story behind this song. Robert Robinson had a rough beginning. His father died when he was young, and his mother, unable to control him, sent him to London to learn barbering. Instead of learning barbering, he learned drinking and gambling and gang life. When he was 17, he and his friends reportedly visited a fortune teller. Relaxed by the alcohol, they laughed as she tried to tell them their fortunes. But something about the encounter bothered Robert. And that evening, he suggested to his buddies that they attend the evangelistic meetings led by George Whitefield. Whitefield was one of history's greatest preachers, with a voice that was part foghorn and part violin. That night he preached from Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, which says, But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?" Bursting into tears, Whitefield exclaimed, Oh my hearers, the wrath to come, the wrath to come." Robert immediately sobered up and sensed that Whitefield was preaching directly to him. The preacher's words haunted him for nearly 3 years, until December 10th, 1755, when he gave his heart to Christ. Robert soon entered the ministry, and 3 years later, at the age of 23, while serving Calvinist Methodist Chapel in Norfolk, England, he wrote a hymn for his sermon on Pentecost Sunday. It was a hymn, a prayer, that the Holy Spirit flood into our hearts with His streams of mercy, enabling us to sing God's praises and remain faithful to Him. "Come, thou fount of every blessing" has been a favorite of the church ever since. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. By good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus saw me as a stranger, wandering from the will of God. He to rescue me from danger. Let's sing that last verse again. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor. Daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now, like a feather, bind my yielded heart to thee. Let me know. Guide me by thy mighty hand, till transformed in thine own image, in thy presence I shall stand.
Till transformed
in thine own image, in thy presence I shall stand.
As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him.
I have decided, I've called out his name, I'm following Jesus now, he knows the way. I've made up my mind, I'll leave it behind. No turning back, no turning back. I'm moving on. Distractions, but I look to the cross. I've made up my mind, I'll leave it behind. No turning back, no turning back. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving him all that I have. No turning.
Come with me, he loves you the same. Oh, won't you come with me? Just call out his name. Say, I have decided to follow Jesus. Say, I have decided. I'm following Jesus, following Jesus.
No turning back,
no turning back. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving him all that I have. No turning back, no turning back.
No turning back,
no turning back.
No turning back,
no turning back.
I have decided
I don't want that song to end. Amen.
Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother, John. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Did you hear that? Immediately they left the boat, all their fishing gear, and they followed him. That's what this next song is about. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. John chapter 4 communicates to us Jesus' encounter with a woman at the well. He invited her to drink from everlasting living water. Steve, lead us.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need,
but you keep on searching.
I've done all the work,
but you keep on working.
When you're running on empty
and you can't find a remedy,
just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but the empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will souls long for. The world will try, it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are. When your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms and mine. You'll feel the change of time when you come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, it can never fail, so leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah. Leave it all behind. World will try, it can never fail, so leave it all behind. Now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me. Come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, it can never fail, so leave it all behind. Come to the well, leave it all behind, and come to the well.
Thank you for allowing me to have the privilege to lead in our corporate prayer. And it's no mistake that I'm standing here today, and I want to let you know that it's a humbling experience. I pray on my own all the time, but to be the one that gets to lead a group of brothers and sisters like you, I don't want to understate the the importance of preparation that had to go into my own heart. The responsibility level of being the one to take that intercessory prayer. These aren't just words. We're not just talking about things and what's on our heart and what's on our mind. We're opening up this universe to words that change the world around us. That's what this is. This isn't something that to be taken lightly. It's when we stand here as a brother and a sister in front of each other, the power of corporate prayer is like the power of a machine that can be just absolutely unstoppable.
Right.
The time I spent in preparation to be able to be prepared here today, it takes courage to open oneself up. I've lived in a war zone before, and in that war zone, it was very evident who your enemy was. You could point a weapon at him, and you can take care of the problem. But we live in a world where the enemy comes right into your house, through your television, through your internet, through our telephones. We're accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And for every great thing that's out there in technology, it reaches out to us in ways that we need to protect our families and our homes from. And I guess that's, to be able to stand here and pray in front of you, I had to release that from my heart to let you know that where I'm coming from is, that's the level of seriousness that I take it. And I would ask that when I pray today as a vessel that's been filled, pray with me, join with me, and let's use the power of this corporate prayer to go somewhere, to do something. And what's been on my heart and on my mind is freedom. And freedom from what? We all have our bondages. We all have our things that constantly enslave us. And this year, for me, the word is freedom. Freedom from what? Financial debt? That's a slave. We live in a slave world. Freedom from what? And I just would ask, today, I don't know why God's put that on my heart, but that's the prayer for me and my new year and my freedom for my family. Freedom from what? And if you would just join me in your heart and in your mind, and let's use this time wisely, and let's redeem this time together as a corporate body. So join me in your heart and your spirit, and let's pray, and let's ask God to come into this home and into our house and into our town. Dear Heavenly Father, I am a humble servant standing before you humbly, unfolded. I am a weak human being that wakes up every single day and just tries to fight the fight. I want to be your warrior. I want to be your warrior, dear Heavenly Father, and I humbly stand before you. Before I can sit here and pray honestly in front of my brothers and sisters, I have to ask for your spirit. The right spirit, dear God, and that is, I just want to be your vessel, and I want to be your servant, and I ask my brothers and sisters to do the same. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray, you have put this on my heart and on my mind. Ask ourselves, what is that thing that we need freedom from this year, dear God? We need to drink from the living well. We need to drink the purified water that you can give us, dear God. Let's come to that well. We've sang about it this morning, dear God. Let's drink from that well together, and let's walk forth as Christians in our world that we live out and show others that we could be Christians and live in freedom, freedom from the bondage of whatever it is that is our special slave master, whatever that is that holds us every single day from being the best person that we can be and to touch that person. I want to be that vessel, dear God. I want to be free so I can set others free, God. Bless me. Bless this group. Everyone that has ears, let them hear. You tell us this time and again. Everyone who has ears, let them hear. Be free. Be free, dear God. And I pray that your special blessings would pour down upon us, and it will have a cascading effect on our families and our homes and our lives, dear God. Give us the freedom that we sincerely desire, dear Heavenly Father. We pray this with expectation, because it's just not me by myself. It's all of us together, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessings. Amen.